Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for with another episode of Praying for You. And today we're focusing on just praying for those who are in need for healing. Lord, I just thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. For there is none like you. You are holy and glorious and mighty, O God. I thank you, O God, for all things, O God. I thank you for your wondrous works, O God. I will bless you, O Lord. I bless your name, O God. I thank you for all your benefits, O God. I thank you for forgiving us of all our iniquities. I thank you that you are the one who heals our diseases, O God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just lift up all of those, O God, who are sick with ulcers or cancers, pain, O God. Maybe they have a rare disease, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now, oh God, for those people who are suffering with these various ailments, those suffering with cancer, oh God. I pray that you just go in, oh God, and heal their bodies, Lord Jesus. Go in and heal the cells that have multiplied and that should not be, oh God. Heal those cells and make those cells normal, oh God. Heal those people with ulcers, oh God. Close up the wound, oh God, that they won't have to, you know, worry about, you know, how they should eat, oh God, Lord Jesus. I just pray, oh God, that you just heal the ulcers, oh God, heal the bleeding areas, oh God. Lord, you said all we have to do is ask anything in your name, and then that we shall receive, Lord Jesus. So we believe right now, oh God, that you are just going to touch each and every person, oh God, who is in need of healing right now. I pray for even skin disorders, oh God, rare diseases, oh God, that the doctors cannot find the cure, Lord. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you just put your hand upon those people, oh God. Supply their need, oh God. Deliver them from the ailment, oh God. Lord, let this be a testimony. Let their healing be a testimony. For even if the doctors cannot find the cure, we know, Lord, that you are our waymaker. You are our healer, oh God. Lord, just like, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, how she had so much faith, oh God, just to reach out and touch her garment, and she was instantly healed because of her faith, oh God. Lord, we just come to you with faith of a mustard seed. Lord, we just ask, oh God, for your wondrous healing, oh God. We thank you, oh God. I just pray right now in Jesus' name, even for those who have leg pain, foot pain, oh God, pain in their knees. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you just go in and heal the muscle, heal the tissue, oh God, maybe surrounding that knee bone, Lord Jesus, the patella, Lord, I pray, oh God, go in and heal the leg, oh God, if it's broken or crooked, oh God. I pray right now that you just straighten out the bone, Lord. Lord, those people who are having foot pain, maybe from heel spurs or bunions, whatever, Lord, you just go in and heal, oh God. Shrink the bunions, shrink the heel spurs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray even those who have eye problems, who are suffering from blindness, oh God, let a miracle be done today, even in this day, in this hour, oh God, that you will touch your people, Lord. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now for each and every person in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, oh God, who have heart problems, who've had a heart attack or who had a stroke, Lord, I just pray right now that you just go in, heal the heart tissue, oh God. Heal the arteries, oh God. Heal the veins, oh God. Heal the blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, those who are suffering, oh God, on medication, oh God, because of the pain or because of the ailment, Lord, I ask for supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your word says to come unto me, all ye who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, Lord, I just pray, oh God, just bring peace into the bodies of your people, healing, oh God. Lord, your word also says that to forget not all your benefits, who forgives our iniquities, who heals our diseases, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, just touch your people, oh God. Touch them right now. Heal them, oh God. Heal their bodies, oh God. Show them, oh God, that you are most powerful and mighty God. Even those of us who have head colds, who are suffering with viruses right now, bronchitis, oh God, suffering from asthma, Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you just touch all of us right now in Jesus' name with of those viruses. I pray, oh God, that you heal our bodies right now in Jesus' name, that we be made whole in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, oh God, who, Lord, they don't even know what they have, but they just know they have a pain somewhere or they have a growth somewhere, Lord. Lord, I pray healing over their bodies right now, that whatever lump that is there, oh God, whether it's in the brain, God, that lump would shrink right now in Jesus' name. Whatever lump maybe is under the skin, near the arm or near the breast area, shrink right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, supernatural healing. We believe that God is a healer. You are the healer, God. You shed your blood on the cross, not only for our sins, oh God, but that we might be saved, that we might be healed, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy upon our lives, Lord. Lord, even times that we might not deserve all that you have given us, oh God. But Lord Jesus, you continue to supply each and every need. You continue to deliver us. You continue to heal us. And Lord, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And we believe, oh God, that all these healings are done even now. We believe that all that those people are delivered, set free in Jesus' name. Set free in their bodies in Jesus' name. Set free in their minds in Jesus' name. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, all everyone who is listening to this broadcast right now, that they are healed and delivered by the power of your name, in Jesus' name. For there's all power in your name. Even the demons have to flee at the sound of your name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we pray right now that all those people are healed, delivered, and set free. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. For there is none like you, O glorious Father God. And I just give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say to all those people who are praying with me, continue to have faith. Continue to have faith for so many instances in our word that people just had just a small amount of faith, you know, just like how the lame man was set down through the roof, but his the faith of the people, you know, helped them to be healed. Even the woman with the issue of blood, her faith helped her to be healed. Thank you, Jesus. So I just say that you, all you have to do is have faith. Have faith. Have faith in God, and He will set you free. He will heal your body. He will do all, you know, supply all your needs. You know, all, the scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so you just, if you just have faith, know that God will do what He said He would do, and He would do what you ask if you just have faith. And another thing is you live and you depend on God. You live by His word. Do what He says. You read the word. Pray, fast, and God will honor your prayers. So you just continue to seek God with all your heart. Seek Him with all that you have inside. When this seems like there's nothing else that you can do, you just cry out to God, you know, from the depths of your heart. You just cry out to Him, and He will set you free. He will heal your body. He will supply every need. Know that He is a delivering God. He is a faithful God, and He loves you, and He wants the best for you. So just continue to depend on Him. Trust Him, and, you know, just continue to praise Him. And that's all I wanted to, you know, just to leave you with that. So God bless you. Thanks for listening, and keep praying, keep trusting.